It's him again, walking the path to his dorm room, right on time. Oh god, just from the sight of him, I feel myself trembling already. He's so perfect in every way, and he's all alone. Maybe I can finally lure him in and sink my teeth into him. It'll be orgasmic, finally reaching what I've sought for so long. My body's getting all hot. I've waited long enough. I can't put it off anymore. I've stalked him for weeks now. Time to take action. I'll murder someone if I don't get my hands on him soon. There's no one around. This is the perfect timing. I'll walk up to him innocuously and he'll fall right into my trap. I'll act sweet and innocent at first, then slowly seduce him so he can lower his guard. He'll have no idea what he's getting himself into. Say goodbye to normalcy, you silly, naive, perfect man. Okay, act natural. Hey, you. I know this is weird, but I'm in a little trouble. Can you help me? You will. I'm so lucky to have found you. Okay, so I'm at the cosmetology school here, and I need one last practice haircut for my Greek this week. Do you want to help me out? I make it worth your while. And it's free, so... good deal, right? I'm glad we see eye to eye on things. Follow me and I'll give you a haircut you won't forget. That sounds a little silly to say, but trust me, you'll see what I'm talking about. Follow me. Here's the visitor log. Just write your student ID number here and we can get started. So gullible. Now I have a student ID. So far, so good. I'm getting his car down exactly as I planned. Getting him to slowly give up information. He's so trusting. It's kind of adorable, actually. He'd probably give me his home address if I asked. Huh? All done? Excellent. I'm so excited, I can hardly wait. I feel all tingly thinking about getting my hands on you. Follow me. Take a look around. What do you think of the place? It's quiet. You should see it during the day when there's classes. It's full of life. But as for now, it's just you and me. Here we are. Take a seat. So, what are we going to do with your hair? I see what you mean. No problem. I can do that for you for sure. Let me see what we're working with. I like to be really hands-on. I'm sure you can understand. Is helps me understand my client's hair more. I could do this all day. If you weren't here for your haircut, I'd just spend the rest of the time stroking and caressing every last strand of your hair. Everyone's hair is different, but there's something extra special about your hair in particular that draws me in. It's like no other, truly. I don't say that to flatter you. We usually practice hair cutting with wigs on lifeless mannequin heads, but having a live catch, I mean a live person, is a much more educational experience. Oh, I forgot to mention earlier, but I'll have to take a before and after picture of you. Is that okay? I need it as proof of my assignment. Oh, don't worry. It won't be posted anywhere. I just have to show my instructor. You're okay with that? Perfect. Okay, let me just get my phone out. Smile. Front. Sides. And back. Now that we're done with that, let me get a cape on you. Let me know if it's too tight on your neck. Nice and snug, but not too tight, right? Good. I want you to be very comfortable. Okay, first, I'm going to comb your hair out for you. Okay, let me just get this. Many people find their hair being combed to be very relaxing. I hope that's the case for you, because I want this to be a very relaxing experience for you. Let me get you on the back. From the bottom up, so you can brush out knots from the bottom in and you won't pull your hair. Trust me, if you try to do things the wrong way, it can often become very painful. So, what are you studying? I know, it's so you. I mean, wow, that sounds really interesting. I can never do anything like that, which is why I'm cutting hair. I know I seem like kind of an airhead, but I actually have a background in something you wouldn't expect. Can you guess what my major used to be? Forensic science. I bet you would have never guessed someone like me would be analyzing blood samples. Lots and lots of blood samples. And blood is what we're about to see if you don't stop fidgeting while I have these scissors. Maybe I'd even take your blood back to my dorm with me and analyze it for old time's sake. Why did I change majors? Let's just say, lots of times in my old major I got too, distracted. I'm sure you know how dark forensics can get. Interesting field, but it awakened something in me that I try to keep beneath the surface. Besides, cutting hair and making people look good is so much cheerier. Didn't me talking about blood get you a little unsettled? Sorry if it did. Some people find it interesting. Oh, your forehead is getting slightly sweaty. Do you need a towel? Let me get you one. They should be right over here. I'll pat you off. so tempted to stick this rag in my mouth and suck on it. If it were his gum, I wouldn't be able to control myself this well. Maybe I should tease him more. It's cute when he's sweaty and nervous. Okay, all your sweat should be gone for now. Hey, do you want me to blow you? Blow your forehead, silly. I think your mind is wandering. I'll blow your forehead a little so you can cool. Is it weird that I kinda wanna kiss you right now? Oh, what I would give to kiss all over you, untip your pants and kiss all over that. Huh? You'll let me do it? Ooh, okay. I was just teasing you, but I like that. You're not as shy as I thought you were. He's making this too easy. I'll be choking on his cock in no time and getting that precious semen sample if I keep this up. You look so tense after I kissed your forehead. More tense than when you walked in. Haircuts are supposed to be relaxing. I want you to enjoy it, so how about this? I'm free for the rest of today, so I have lots of time to spare. Why don't I give you a massage? Free of charge. It is the end of the day, and everyone could use a relaxing shoulder rub at the end of the day. I want you to have a good time and enjoy yourself. You do want the massage? Good choice. Let me just get my hand under your shirt and do you work out? Your shoulders feel strong. You know what? I want you to be fully relaxed, so I'll take your cape off you for now. Taking the cape off is a good first step, but this is a massage, and I want you to be fully relaxed. It's better if you go ahead and take your shirt off, too. Down a little lower so you're not alone in this. So now I can give you a real massage. Let me melt your stress away. Empty your mind for me. focus on how my hands feel, working the muscles in your shoulders. Really deep in there. Deeper is always better. Roll your shoulders for me. Perfect. Feel more relaxed now. I can tell your muscles feel like they loosened up a lot. I really wish I could spend the rest of today staring at you shirtless and touching you. But we do have the rest of your hair cut to get to. I'll put the cape back on you after you put your shirt on again. It was good while it lasted. Let me get the cape back on you and... we're back to your haircut. Anything in your hair? I suspected. If you come back and see me again, I can show you some stuff that's really good. I can even put it in your hair for you. He can massage you again. You get even healthier hair. I get class credit. Nice trade, right? So, you should come drop by as many times as you can to make sure I pass this class. I kinda have to get in front of you for this part so I can frame your face. Let me know if I'm too close. I'm being very careful. Don't worry. Sorry about getting my boobs in your face. I know it must be really uncomfortable. I'm almost finished. All done. I'll get out of your hair now. Look in the mirror. What do you think? Really? Thank you. I'd love to do more work on you again. I want more praise from him. I need more praise from him. I need him to tell me I'm a good girl. His dirty cum. Sling slut. Him. Sorry. I was just making a mental note of something. I'm done with your haircut, but can I do your facial hair too? Okay. I would have been a little disappointed if you said no because... exhilarating being close to you and putting my hands on you. Anything to treat you longer. Here, I'll exfoliate your face first. Yeah, well, it is really good. This stuff is good for your skin. It scrubs away all the impurities. Attention to detail and warm water are crucial for making sure every last impurity is wiped away. As if there was never anything there at all. You know, exfoliating is also excellent for blood circulation. But it's also important not to scrub too harshly. I wouldn't want you hurting that handsome face of yours. Get you a hot towel. Here. I can lay it over your entire face if you like. Okay. Close your eyes for me. So your facial hair is more receptive to being shaven. Your hair absorbs the water and makes it easier to cut through. That feels nice and wet, doesn't it? I know that feels really good for you, but I think that's enough time with the towel. That was about 30 seconds. You should be properly soaked now. That makes two of us. Next up is shaving cream. Ease up. I saw you brace for impact there. Don't worry, it's not going directly onto you from the can. It's going into this bowl first. Then I'm going to brush it onto your face in a circular motion. Let me just put this in the bowl. Okay. I think that's enough. I'm going to brush it onto your face now. Feel good. Now we can finally shape you. I let my friend use my electric clippers and she hasn't given them back yet, so I'll have to use this straight edge razor. I hope you don't mind. How much do you want off? Or how should I style it for you? Yeah? I think that would look amazing on you. It would really suit you. I'll have to stop myself from kissing you again when I'm done shaving you. Hey, how about I sit in your lap and do it? So I can be nice and precise. Okay. I know your blood must be really pumping right now, isn't it? Because you're nervous about how I'll groom your facial hair, right? But hold tight, okay? If you make any quick movements, the razor could accidentally cut you, and then your blood would be everywhere. Okay, stay very still for me. Sorry if the razor is a little cold. Maybe you should take me up on my offer. Let me kiss your face when I'm done shaving you so you can warm up. I'm being very careful. It would really be a shame if you cut your face. Can I press my body against yours? It'll help me be more precise. Okay. If I find you going to another hairstylist, I might just use this razor on you in a way that's not so nice. Just kidding. I wouldn't do that. This thing is pretty dangerous, though. So, be extra, extra still while I get under your jaw. I wouldn't want you to get cut. The scent of his skin. I smell how scared he is of me. I feel his boner pressing up against me. He's enjoying my tits pressed up against him. And I smell his semen. Oh. His pheromones, they're calling out for me. You sure are nervous. I feel your jugular artery pumping hard. Don't worry, I won't hurt you. I have a pretty steady hand. The only marks I'll leave on you are hickeys if you keep looking at me like that. One last part. Actually, let me get this one last little piece over here too. I didn't notice. Okay, I'm glad I caught that. All done. I'll get off you now. I couldn't stop looking at your lips when I was shaving your face. Has anyone ever told you you've got really nice lips? Do you use chapstick? Hey, do you want something to put those lips on? Yeah. All right. Here's a lollipop. No, no. Keep your hands under the cape. Open up your mouth. There. It's cherry. I know lollipops are mostly after kid haircuts, but... you really looked like you wanted something sweet to suck on. Am I right? I know exactly how you're feeling. Well, I got you all cleaned up and everything, so I'll take the cape off of you. Okay. Let me get my phone out again so I can take the after pictures of you. You look so good. I'm definitely using these later. You know, to show my instructor. It's getting late now, so I won't keep you anymore. You can get up now. This took a lot longer than I had originally planned, but I'm glad we got to know each other. I don't regret a minute of it. Hmm? Your hair clippings? Oh no, don't worry, I don't need help. I'll clean those up in a minute. You're so sweet for offering, though. I'll show you the way back out of here. Follow me. There's the door we came in. Just unlock it and you can be on your way. But, hold on. Don't leave so soon. I want to give you something. Here's my name and number. For if you want me to give you another haircut, or something else. I can't get enough of practicing on you. You're good at just sitting there and letting me do what I need to do to you. Before you go, aren't you missing a little something else? I gave you that massage and haircut, and I shaved you. And I told you it would be an experience to remember. And you just look so good like that. handsome before, but now, with your hair and facial hair all freshly groomed, I... God, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. It's just, you have a magnetic pull towards me. I felt like I couldn't help myself. I think we really have something special here. I wish I could keep you the whole night, but I know you probably have to be up early tomorrow for class and stuff, so I'll let you go. I'll see you around. And maybe next time I see you, I can top things off, if you know what I mean. Bye-bye. Text me. I can't believe I got so close to him. I kissed him too. Kissed him wet, sloppy and hard the way I've been dreaming of. And most importantly, I've got his hair clippings. Enough hair clippings for the love ritual. All on the first try. Poor silly man. If only you knew what I'm about to do with your hair clippings. They're enough to bring him closer again. Enough to keep him seduced and under my spell for at least a little while. But not enough to make him mine forever. I'll need his essence for that. And I'm getting it next time. Say goodbye to everything you knew before. You're not escaping this. You're not escaping me. I'm going to bind us together forever. You'll sit there and watch helplessly, and maybe you might even enjoy it. You will be mine whether you like it or not.